Prepayment penalty in HDFC Bank. If you plan to pay off your loan early, it's essential to understand the prepayment penalty. SBI does not charge a penalty on amounts up to 25,000 rupees. HDFC, however, has a tiered penalty system based on when you close the loan, ranging from 3% to 6% of the outstanding principal. Documentation and turnaround time, TAT. The paperwork required by both banks is relatively standard, including identity and address proofs, income statements, and photographs. However, the key difference lies in the turnaround time, TAT. SBI takes 2 days for urban branches and 4 days for rural branches to process your loan application. In contrast, HDFC boasts an impressive TAT of just 30 minutes, showcasing the speed advantage of private banks. Both banks give you option to apply car loan online. Conclusion: choosing the right car loan involves considering various factors beyond interest rates and fees. SBI, as a public sector bank, offers clarity on the terms of its loans and a sense of reliability. On the other hand, HDFC shines in terms of efficiency and faster processing times, although it's crucial to be aware of the various charges that could accrue if repayments are not made on time. Whether you use a car loan ME calculator or review the SBI car loan prepayment rules, understanding the fine print is key to making an informed decision. In conclusion, your choice between SBI and HDFC for your car loan should align with your specific needs and priorities. Take your time to evaluate all aspects and make a decision that suits you best. Happy car shopping. Meaning of banking terms used in this blog are as under. Minimum age. This refers to the lowest age limit that an individual must meet to be eligible for a particular financial product or service, such as opening a bank account or applying for a loan. For example, the minimum age for a car loan might be set at 21 years. Maximum age. This is the highest age limit that an individual can have to be eligible for a specific banking product or service. For instance, a bank may allow individuals to apply for a credit card up to a maximum age of 65. Income criteria. Income criteria specify the minimum level of earnings or income that an applicant must have to qualify for a particular financial offering. For instance, to be eligible for a loan, a bank might require a minimum monthly income of 25,000 rupees for salaried individuals. Employment duration. This term indicates the length of time an individual is required to have been employed or in business to be eligible for certain financial products. For instance, a bank might require salaried applicants to have a minimum of 2 years in their current job.